of these inyanim in the past, it's like not brand new, not brand new. And sometimes when it's not brand new, it actually makes it more things that are a little vaguely familiar. Sometimes are more difficult than things that are not difficult in terms of hardness, but psychologically more difficult. I'm not looking at something brand new, and that creates a certain psychological barrier. So I want to do this very quickly. I want to spend a maximum of a day and a half, and then get back to brand new. So today, maybe a bit of tomorrow, and then we'll be back to brand new, Be'ez Hashem. And looking ahead, I want to there's a chance someone planted in my head a little juke that is sitting in my head right now. We may, in the next 3 to 5 days, we may move into the first perek. We may. Not that we're going to make a lot of progress in the first perek, but we'll get a couple of major sugyas in. So we may. I want to, before we finish out, I want to get to Eide Mesira, Eide Chasima, and do that well. I have a couple of, I want to discuss Eretz Yisrael and the Gvulos, which is on Beis Aleph. There's some heavy-duty sugyas over there. So again, a couple of days, 3 to 5 days, and then I'll paskin it up. I'll let you know. Anyway, okay. So let's just review quickly what's going on over here. Did I start yet? Okay. Rabosai, let's look at our Gemara. Our Gemara tells us the following din. Randav Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. The Mishnah discussed an Evet case, so the Gemara goes into Evet. Amar Rava. Kosav la get basno biyad avdo v'kosav la shtar matana olav k'na oso miskareshes bo. V'amai. Chotzim alechasi v'chotzim alechas lokana v'kitem obem omeid. Amar Rava. Kosav la mahalek lokana omeid v'yoshi lokana v'hilchasa v'koflus. So what's our case over here? So the Gemara makes clear, and Rashi makes clear, our case is he's delivering, the Eved is holding again. He owns the Eved, and go passing the Eved over to the Isha. Simultaneously, she is Kona, the Eved, and Mamela, the Get, is now in her Chatzer, and she's Kona, the Get, via Kinyan Chatzer. Rashi writes, Kna Oso, La Eved Bishtar Matana Zeh, the Get, Shibiyado, to have a high Eved kechatzera, the Gita vechatzera ba'ulo ke'echad. So we have a principle of Gita vechatzera ba'ulo ke'echad, and I just wanted to use today to chazer about 6 different points that we have danced around in the past. Okay, Rashi invokes this principle of Gita vechatzera ba'ulo ke'echad. Now remember, is this what is he giving her? What is the man giving her? What is the man giving her? What? A shtar matana. He's giving her a shtar matana. The shtar matana produces what result, what consequence? The shtar matana produces the following chain reaction. She now becomes the owner of the get. I'm sorry. She now becomes the owner of the Eved. And the Eved is holding a get. So Mamela, she is now what? She's divorced. How did she acquire the get? Kenyan Chatz. Good? Now, I wanted to go backwards now. You'll recall in the first week of Shi'urim that we had, maybe the first 10 days, we discussed the sugya in Daf Ayin Zayin, where the Gemara there tells us, introduces us to the principle of Gito Biyado Boren Ki Achad. How did the Gemara introduce us to that principle? The case there was the fine. Listen very carefully. I do not want you to get confused. The case over there was a case where the Baal, he owns a Kenyan Peros in her Nichsei Malug, right? It's her Chatzer. She owns the Chatzer, but he owns the Peros. He puts a get in that Chatzer. And the Gemara says somehow she is Kona. How is she Kona? Because a Kenyan Chatzer. How did she get the Chatzer? Because she has the get. How did she get the get? Because it's in her Chatzer. There is a paradox in that sugya. Because in order to be Kona, Masha Kansa Isha Kona Bayo. In order to be Kona the Chatzer, she has to have a get. But in order to have the chatzer to be kone, she has to already be divorced. So there is a paradox. How did the Gemara resolve that paradox? Kito viyado boin ka'achat. Since the Gemara sets up this concept called kito viyado boin ka'achat. Good? Remember that? Now, the Ksos jumps onto this and wants to know, is this really true? And would it apply the following case? I want to sell Isaac Forgash my house. So I take a shtar mechira for the house, put it in the house, and now Isaac acquires the house because he has a kinyan chatzar on the star mechira. So in order to have the kinyan chatzar on the star mechira, what does he need?
House.
The house. What gives him the house? The star mechira. So you have a paradoxical situation. He needs the star mechira to make the kinyan chatzar. Do you say staro v'kinyano boin ke'achas? Staro v'chatzar boin ke'achas. So if you learn our Rashi, what will you instinctively say? Maybe so. The Kso says, absolutely not. That is incorrect. There is no way in the world you would ever say, staro v'chatzero boin ka'achas. You'll never say that. Why? Because in order for Isaac to be kona the house, what does he have to be kona? The star mechira. How is he being kona the star mechira with the kinyan chatzer of the house? That's not going to work. That is, you need a succession. You need one to take place after the other. And we will not say ever, quote unquote, star kinyan v'chatzera bonkech. We'll never say that. So says the Ksos. Then how do you say it by get? What are we saying by get? What's she acquiring? She's acquiring her. One second. She's acquiring her. Yad via the get. How is she acquiring the yad via the get? Via kinyan chatzer. But at what gave her the chatzer? The get. How does that work? Impossible. It's a paradox. And you tell him by start kinyan, no way it's going to work, so it shouldn't work over here also. That's what brings the souls to his chiddush. What is his chiddush? That when it comes to a get, you do not need a kinyan because of this paradox. And then he corroborates. He says it's also because a get can work by Karka, and also because a get can work with Yisrael Hanah. What brings the souls to this point is because he doesn't believe fundamentally in this din of Gita B'Yadabam Ke'echad, it should not work. Why then does it work, says the Ksos? Because when it comes to get, you do not need Kenyan. All you need is Nesina. And for Nesina, it's going to be effect. So I asked you what bothers you in the Ksos, what bothers me in the Ksos is, why should it work by Nesina? For Nesina to work, what does that mean? What does it mean it has to work by Nesina? What does it mean? It has to be given to her. It has to be given to her. When the man puts the get in the chatzer, what happens immediately to that chatzer? Whose reshus is that chatzer? That is his reshus. So good, you made a nice fancy move by turning the word kinyan into the word nesina. But does it really? And what I wanted you to just sensitize you by doing that little chazara.
What's the problem with nesina here?
Because it has to be nesina to her.
It is.
Why?
Why wouldn't it be?
Because mashe konsa isha kana baila. Mashe.
But that much, right, that's just the ksos. So why is this question on the ksos dafka?
It's a question on the ksos. It's a question on, and right, you know, how do you understand Gidu B'Yad B'Ankach? In general. Okay, so I'm going to come back to that in a second. Actually, I'll come back to it now. So perhaps the pshat in the Gemara over there on Dav Ayin Zayin, I don't remember if I said this 6 months ago. I don't remember. But I'm saying it now. Is I'm going to tweak it a little bit. Rabosai, is our sugya of Gito V'chatzero Boin Ka'achad, is it really the same as the case of the Ksos? Is it really the same as the sugya in Ayin Zayin? It's really not the same. Ayin Zayin, Chaf Aleph, nothing to do with each other. To illustrate why. Let's start with Chaf Aleph, our Gemara. Who owns the Eved? The Baal owns the Eved. Now he puts a get in the pocket of the Eved. And now he transfers halakhically through Star Mechira, he transfers the Eved to the Isha. Did she have any ownership or shaychus to the Eved before this transaction?
No.
Can he give her an Eved?
Yeah.
When he gives her the Eved, do we say Masha Kansa Isha Kana Baila when it's Matana from the husband?
No.
No. So he gives her the Eved. Now who owns the Eved?
Isha.
She does. Any problem with that?
No.
No. And now comes along Rashi and says, simultaneously with her acquisition of the Eved, now the Eved is her what? Her chatzer. And guess what's inside her chatzer?
A get.
So it's fine. It's good. It works. Is that what's happening on Ayin Zayin? In Ayin Zayin, what's the property? Oh, stop. Stop, Meza. Stop, Meza.
Stop. The office. sound like the opposite of you. Anybody else hear that? It sounds like the opposite of you.
No, 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 no one feels that way.
He's got shoe and he's got maize and a whole matzah over there. Okay.
Just returning the favor from the
yeah,
sport.
Yeah.
Case of Ein Zion.
Okay. Ein Zion. In Ein Zion, Rabosai, who owns the chatzer?
She does, yes.
The answer is
they both have the
she owns what?
The land.
The goof.
She owns the goof. Thank you. The goof is owned by the Isha. What does he own?
Idis.
He owns the peros.
Idis.
The peros are owned by the Baal. In such a case, that's a fundamentally different story. In other words, who ought to have the rights of Kinyanim? Who ought to have the rights of she should, it's her chotzer. What blocks her rights of kinyanim?
The fact that he has next to look.
What blocks her kinyan rights is his rights to peros. Now that he's about to do what? Give her a get. So at that point, the chidush of Gita of Yadabon Ka'achat says that his rights to peros are muted. They are diminished at this moment because he's in process of divorcing her. Now that her rights to his rights to peros are muted, then what's going to now, if you will, take rise?
She regains
her ability to use that chotzer for kinyan. That is what's really going on. Lefiyani Yuzdaiti and Dafayin Zion. We might have said such an idea back in the day. You don't have to come on to the Ksos's radical chiddush, and that's fundamentally different than the sugya over here on Da'al Chof Aleph, where the Eved is fully in the Rishus of the Baal, and now he's transferring the Eved to the Isha. He's allowed to do that. She makes a kinyan on the Eved, and now Mamela, immediately the Chatzer is, the Eved is Kone, the Get. Why did Rashi invoke Gito Vechatzero Boin Ka'achar over here? Is it the same concept as a Navain Zayin? It's fundamentally different. It's fundamentally different. I believe Rashi over here was telling you a side chiddush. A chiddush that, again, we dealt with in the past, but if you look at the Me'iri on your Marmakomos.
Is that
look
at of the blocking or the Ksosin shot?
Now, I'm saying that is an alternative shot.
Everybody holds that.
Well, the Ksos might not hold that, because once you say like this, I don't think you have to come on to the Ksos.
No, I'm saying the shot of the block, that's, and then it works because she has a receptacle of a Nisino.
Yes.
That's what we said earlier.
Okay, so then
right? So, but then still, first of all, two things. First, we still have a problem with Nisino, because he's still bringing his, his Rishos a little bit.
No, again,
he has the Hifaz, he has the Chos,
that's
right. Okay. Then also, how does it mean, it doesn't seem like Rashi holds that way. That's the reason. That's what Bunkai Chag is. Rashi holds that it's not that there does require zechia, and that here it's the same case. Here's zechia and there's zechia.
Hold on. What is one second?
Can we just clarify?
In a second. Look at the Me'iri for a second. The both side. The Me'iri cites. If you look at number two, in the Me'iri. If you look at the Me'iri on our Gemara, this is Daf Chof Aleph, in our Gemara says, the Me'iri is an absolute Rishon, but a late Rishon. V'yesh meforshim, shetzarek shetei nesinas ha'eved kodemes. The Me'iri cites the Yesh meforshim that is against Rashi. According to Rashi, what's happening over here is the Eved is given the get to hold, the Eved is transferred to the Isha, and simultaneous with the acquisition of the Eved, she becomes divorced. Kito vechatzero boin ke'acha. The Me'iri cites those that say that's not what's happening over here. This is Rashi, this is what the Me'iri calls gedolei harabbanim. But there are yesh mefarshim that say, and then there is really very little chiddush over here, that the Baal gives to the Isha an Eved. Can he do that?
Yeah.
Yes. And then he deposits the get by the Eved. Afterwards. The Yesh Mefarshim should Sarek Shitei Nesinas HaEved Kodemes. That the Nesinas HaEved has to be first. You tell me that's not what it says? Amar Rava, kasal a get. You're right. It's not the mashmos. The simple reading of the Gemara. True. But this is a daya of the Meiri. This is a daya of the Meiri. Now, Rabosa, you might recall from the distant past, Shir number 27. That was 52 shiurim ago. That we had a discussion of a shach, a well-known shach. And what does the shach say? The Shach says for Kinyan Chatzah to work, the Kinyan Chatzah must be there first. The Chatzah must be there first, and then I deposit in the Chatzah the item to be acquired. In other words, the Shach is lining up with the Meiri. According to Rashi, they can both happen simultaneously. Simultaneous herewith. The Nesinas HaEved is the Mesiras HaShtar. What is the Hezver HaMachlokes between the Meiri on the one hand, I'm going to couple the Meiri with the Taz, and Rashi and Rov Rishonim on the other? What exactly is the Hezver HaMachlokes? I would posit, and again, a little bit of Chazar. I meant the Shach. I said the Shach. So Rabosai, how does Kinyan Chatzer work? You'll tell me we discussed it 6 months ago. I'm doing a quick chazar. How does Kinyan Chatzer work? I have tuned them out. I should tune them out also. How does Kinyan Chatzer work? I'm learning, yes. When I write Meiri, I mean the Yesh Mefarshim the Meiri. How does Kinyan Chatzer work? Rabosa, two possibilities. One possibility is Kinyan Chatzer is a passive kone. What do I mean by a passive kone? Chatzer equals reshus. We have a rule in law, for example. Possession is 9/10 of the law. What does possession 9/10 of the law mean? If it's in your possession, that essentially means that, and chatzer is your property. The chiddush of Kinyan chatzer is, if it's there, what can we essentially assume? What can we posit? You acquire. Aaron, are your glasses yours? I can have a pretty good indication. If it's sitting on your nose, it's yours. So the chiddush of Kinyan chatzer is that once it's placed there, now it's in my possession. I own. Is the chatzer operating in that fashion as an active kone or a passive kone? It's a passive kone. The chatzer is a passive kone. There's a mitzius. It's a what I'll call a kinyan of mitzius. It's in your property, memela. What happens? You own it. What's the alternative? Is that the chatzer is an acquirer? Yeah. It's an acquirer. It, if you will, it's not a pass. It's not just. It's not a status. The object is in your possession. Therefore, you own it. But the chatzer is, if you will, making a kinyan. It's making it. Now the chatzer, I know, is not doing anything. But the chatzer, it's not a. It's as if the chatzer is making a kinyan. Rabosa, I'm just positing again. Just hear me out. Which approach would tolerate simultaneity?
Passive, for sure.
Passive. In other words, Rashi's understanding, I can tolerate simultaneity. I can go ahead and acquire the chatzer and simultaneously acquire the object that is within. That's Rashi says, Gita the chatzer b'an ke'echad. Why? Because what's the chatzer doing?
Existing.
It's doing nothing. And Mamela, bottom line is, the second after I acquire the chatzer, do I become the owner of the get?
Because it's now in my rishus.
It's in my possession, and the mitzius of the property being in my possession will go ahead and give rise to the kinyan. Why does Meiri demand you have to have the chatzer first, and then have the get placed inside? Why is that a necessity? Because the chatzer is, if you will, the chatzer is making the kinyan. For the chatzer to be making the kinyan, So what must happen first?
I have to first have
the chatzar, and then the chatzar will go ahead and operate. Now, just a side question, just to chazara, some side question. What is the husband's side question? Just make sure, just some chazara. Listen over here, nothing else exists. I both say, what in our sugya, what is the husband giving the wife? What's he giving the wife? A shtar maton. And thereby, she is getting
the slave.
And as she's koneh, what is he not giving her? He's not giving her the get. Is there a problem? If not, why not? Just talk to me out loud, a svar pshuta of tli gitek me'al gabe karka. Is there a problem of tli gitek me'al gabe karka? And if not, why not? What does this tell you? What does this sugya teach you about tli gitek me'al gabe karka?
Well, it doesn't apply here because Eved Kichatzira, it's an extension of her hand.
It's not her hand.
What does this tell you about the din of Tli Gitek Me'al Gabe Karka? Is the husband giving his wife a get?
No.
Is there an asina of a get by the husband?
No, it's not Bulgaria.
Is it a good get?
Yes.
No. Yes, no. Why? Why is it a good get? What about Tli Gitek? What's the answer?
No, that's
what's the answer? What is it's telling you a chiddush in Tli Gitek. What's the chiddush in Tli Gitek?
Why would the other be a tzligitek?
I'm just saying, what is he giving her a get? He's giving her a shtar matana. And now that means she's getting an eved. And mamela, she's getting a get. So my question is, why is this not a problem of tzligitek? It's obvious, just say it. Say it.
Because in tzligitek, she's getting the get from a neutral... like a neutral ground.
She's doing what? She is
the active role player.
She is the active role player. She is playing the active role. Over here, what role is she playing?
Nothing.
But what you see this sugi is, does he have to give her the get?
No.
He doesn't have to give to the formal act of delivery of a get. What does he have to do? He has to be the player through which the get gets to her. But is he giving her a get? In other words, this is a very novel notion of Nesina. He's not touching the get. He's not touching the get. But I'm saying he's not touching the get. She's not touching the get. What happens is, he's touching what? What's he touching? No, he's not touching a slave. What's he touching? No! What's he hold? Well, who said? He's giving her a star matana. It's amazing.
But that's sending the get.
I get it, but I just want you to appreciate what's happening over here.
I appreciate it.
She is giving. She's receiving a star matana. He's giving her a star matana, and that's okay. Why is that okay? Because the din of Nesina demands of the husband to be the orchestrator. It does not require him to actually be noticing the get to the Isha. He must orchestrate. He must be the main player. He must set it up. But the fact that he is not actually handling the get and delivering it to the Isha doesn't matter as long as he is the one who is in operation. That's an important chiddush that emerges from our sugya. I just want you to appreciate that. Again, we used that terminology in the past. Now we have it as it plays out in our sugya. Okay. Okay, let's continue. I want to go fly. I just want to fly. Because I want to get to new stuff. I'm really motivated to get to new stuff. Okay, Rabosai. Gentlemen, we have two sugyas. Our sugya and the sugya on Daf Ayin Zayin. The sugya on Daf Ayin Zayin. So our sugi introduces, how does this chatzah going to work? Because what's the case of the Eved? How is this Eved looking on Daf Ayin Zayin? Hello. On Daf Ayin Zayin, what is he? The Eved is Eved in motion, no? He has the power of locomotion. How do we solve that problem? Is a chatzah ma'aleches. So the Gemara says, the chatzah ma'aleches. The Gemara says, no problem. Kafus. He is tied. Let's say he's stationary. No good. Why no good? Because he has the power, the potential of locomotion. He has to be mamish kofos. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Zayin addresses, what about the halacha of a eved who is absolutely sleeping? He is eved yoshin. He is sleeping. So I told you to take a look at, again, we saw this already, but quickly, Ayin Zion. What? I'm sorry, I got it backwards. I meant backwards. Okay, so Andaf Ayin Zion Amud Beis, or Ayin Chesem and Aleph. So the Gemara here says, Amar Rava, Kosav Law Get. He writes her a get, V'nosna Biyad Avdo Yoshin, Umisham Rosa, Hareze Get. So the Gemara says it's a good get. If she's sleeping, it's a good get. Neir Eino Get, Avila Chotam Yishamesh Lola Daito. Yoshin Umisham Rosa, Hareze Get. Amai. Chotzer me'alechesi, v'chotzer me'aleches lokana, v'chitei me'yoshin shayni, v'marava, kol she'ilu ma'alek lokana, o me'vyos lokana, v'hilchasa be'kafus. So the Gemara says, Yashin is also going to be eno. Why is Yashin eno get? Because eno mishtameres daita. And the Gemara says, and even if it was mishtamer daita, but it still has capacity to wake up and move. And therefore, the Gemara once again says, now, Tosas on the spot, and all of the Rishonim, and again, I'm doing this very fast, because Tosas says as follows. Do we have, let's say you just had Kafus, or you just had Yashin, what would it did? Kafus or Yashin, no good. Tosas writes, you need both Kafus and Yashin. Why do we need kafus? What does kafus solve a problem? What kafus solves the problem of chotzer melech. Yashin solves the problem of mishtameres. You have two problems, and you have two separate and distinct solutions. Kafus solves the problem of chotzer melech. Is now that it's tied, can it move? Yashin solves the problem of mishtameres le daita, and therefore, in our case, is Yashin mentioned?
No.
It's not mentioned. So Tosas says it should be mentioned. And Tosas v'hilchas of a kafus, writes Tosas, kafus v'yashin ba'inan. You have to stick it in. You have to merge the Gemara andav ayin zayin into the Gemara andav chav aleph. You need kafus and yashin. Now, does everyone agree with that?
Yeah.
Does everyone agree with that?
No,
I asked you to look at a Rambam. I'm going to read a Rambam to you. 5:17 in Hilchos Gerushin. 5:17. Listen carefully. He's quoting our Gemara. Nosan haget biyad avda vihuneor. And what is it? He's awake. Vihi misham rasa. And she's keeping an eye on the Eved, but he's awake. Im haya kafus, if he's what? If he's tied, hareza get. Uki ilu higia lechatzeira shiomedes bitzida. It's as if it got her. Vim eno kafus, but if he's what? He's not tied up. Eno get. So according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam. He does say more. Nosno biara eved. Vihu yashin, vihi misham raso, hareze pasul, v'imhaya kafus, harezu migureshes. In other words, what is the Rambam's position? If it's kafus alone, kafus, air, what does air mean?
Awake.
What's that law? It is. What about the first line, no? Nosan haget biyad avda, v'huneir, v'misham rasa, v'imhaya kafus, harei ze get, u'kilu higia l'chatzera, shehi omedes b'tzida, v'im eno kafus, eno get. Nosan biyad eved, v'hu yashin. Let's say the eved is yashin. But eno kafus.
No good.
What's the Rambam's lashon?
Puzzle.
What does puzzle mean in Hilchos Rambam and Hilchos Gerushin? It's puzzle midurabanan, but midoraisa migureshes. Midurabanan. So Hosai, just want to wrap up. According to the Rambam, on a doraisa level, on a doraisa level, what do you need?
Incapacitation.
What do you need? It's enough to have either kafus
or yashir.
Midrabanan, he needs kafus. Yashin is insufficient. But even midrabanan, if he just had kafus, even if he's awake, what's the din? So I just want to touch on this for a second or two or three. Let's see. Can we learn the Rashba? Am I going too slow? I'll go faster?
Yeah.
Let's look at the Rashba. Rashba. Nosan get six. Let's look at the Rush first. Rush and the Rashba. Rashba. The Rush first. Velinire. De afagav the yodo viraglov kfusos. Vikosher bechevel. So the Eved is what? It's fully tied up. Vihi ochzaso biyodo. What is she doing? She's holding. So is the Eved in her control totally? Kevan deneur. Since what? Since the Eved is awake, v'yeshlo das la'atzmo, choshuv chotzir ha'mishtameres shelo ledaita. According to the Rush, what does kafutz do?
It makes him not a chatzim.
What does kafutz do?
Makes
not a chatzim. That's a technical problem. Chotzir mehaleches is a technical problem. And if you will recall, you might not, but that was a gzeres hakosuv dumya deyad. Yad is not called mehaleches because it's attached to the body. So to a chotzer has to be eino mehaleches. It's a gzeres hakosuv, technical issue. Why, says the Rush, must a chotzer, the Eved be asleep? Why is that so important? Because for an Eved to operate as a chotzer, what is a chotzer? A chotzer has not just immobile.
It's an existing thing.
It has to be correct. It has to be converted to an object. An Eved inherently is not subject to being a chotzer. Why? Because chotzer demands it to be an object, it to be inanimate, to have no das. Can a behema be a chotzer? Absolutely. Even if it's not sleeping, if it's awake, can behema be a chatz if it's tied up and awake?
Yeah.
The answer is yes. Why? Because the behema is a labar. Das does not operate inherent independence. An eved cannot function as a chatzer unless it is what? Unless it is A, not mahalik, but B, sleeping. What is the role of sleep play? It turns it into... Back to our first comment, what kind of chatzer? Is the chatzer really making a kinyan? It turns it into a 100% passive entity, and it's not a what?
Active.
It's not a thing. It's not a subject. It's an object. It turns it from a gavra into a chefza. Gavra into a chefza. As a gavra, it is not capable of making a kinyan on behalf of the Isha. It's not inherently a chatzer. It has to be converted. That's what the Rush is telling you. That's why you need what? Why do you need sleeping? Because you need to convert it. Why does the Rambam? The Rambam says, he argues on this. The Rambam says as long as it's what? It's tied up, so then it can be kone. How would you teach the Rambam? Does the Eved have das? Does it have das?
Yes.
It has das. It has das. But what? Yeah? Why not? Why not? So what? What?
He's awake, but he can't do anything about it.
Let's get a little help from the Rashba. Look at six. Similar ideas to the Rush, but I think the Rashba says it really well. Look at the Rashba. Let's say I give a get to the woman while she's sleeping. I give the get an isha. I get the whoop to the woman while she's sleeping. Nasa get biyada vihi ashena. Nu'ura kora barigita in a get. Perish. Afa pisha malahem la'edim. Ru'u get shani no sin la. I'm giving her a get since she's sleeping. Mishum de lav bas agrushehi. What does lav bas agrushehi mean? She's out of the parsha. Why is she out of the parsha? Because she's lefisha ein haget shamur biyada kirim begemara. Ava biyashena ein a migureshes the lav bas agrushu. V'lav mishum de boy daita. It's not because you need a das. Do you need a das?
Just kidding.
You don't hear das. Elas ain gita somur biyada kedaminan. Vigriya me charesis. She's even worse than a charesis. What's a charesis?
Deaf mute.
De charesis yodas ishma gita mishma hachi yesh lo yad. Please gosh, aval zu ain lo yad klal kozman shi yeshena. If she's sleeping, she doesn't have a yad whatsoever. Rabbo said, what's the Ram going to tell you? How's the Ram going to touch up? Why will it work by an Eved who is what? Who is tied up, he's kafus, but wide awake. He's wide awake. How's Ram going to touch that up? Is who said that? Yeah. And what is the she supply? So, good. The Eved has a das, an independent das. That might be true. But as long as she is there, is the get considered to be shamur? Is the get considered to be protected? I'm not saying overrides his. It's her das.
It's like
at the end of the day, in other words, at the end of the day, she's awake, she's present. It's her das. And can the eved manifest his independence?
No.
He can't manifest his independence. Why not? Because
she's in control.
Because she's tied up. She's in control.
It's like she's the mashgiach.
She subjugates him.
She subjugates, right. In other words,
he can't manifest it. Why does it make a difference if he's awake or asleep?
So that's exactly what I'm saying.
No, and she's not there. If she's not there, he's asleep.
If she's not there, then for sure it's no good.
And he's asleep?
Yeah.
If and he's kafus. Yes,
if he's kafus and he's asleep,
yeah,
then it would work.
But if he can't manifest it anyway, then it shouldn't matter.
Right, because he's asleep. All right, Rabosai, gentlemen, let me just tomorrow. I'm gonna move forward. This the next piece of Gemara. We're gonna move forward. I want to leave the word al chatzah for me, for my sake. There's a quick chazara.